Jesus is killed. Luke 23, verses 26 to 56. The soldiers took Jesus away to be crucified. They grabbed a random man coming in from working in the field, Simon from Cyrene in northern Africa, and they made him carry Jesus' cross. A great crowd of people began following this procession, including many women who were weeping over Jesus' fate. Turning to the women, Jesus said, "Daughters of civilization, do not weep for me. Instead, weep for yourselves and for your children. Because look, the days are arriving in which people will say, 'Privileged are the infertile women who have never given birth and nursed a child, for they do not have to watch their children suffer and die.' People will beg for the mountains to fall on them and for the hills to cover them from the arriving chaos and turmoil. Look at how terrible things are this very day. Could you imagine the utter horror of what will happen when civilization comes crashing down upon humanity?" Along with Jesus, there were two other enemies of the state who were being led out of the city to their executions. When they all came to the hill called Skull, they crucified Jesus and the two terrorists, one on Jesus' right and one on his left. Jesus began saying repeatedly for all to hear, "Father, forgive these people and set them free from their mindless patterns and values, for they do not realize what they are doing." Jesus had been stripped completely naked, and so the soldiers threw dice to divide among themselves his clothes, which were his last earthly possessions. The crowd stood by watching while the rulers and authorities began publicly ridiculing Jesus, saying, "This man claimed to rescue others, but now look at him. He should rescue himself if he is really the Creator's Messiah and chosen ruler. Or better yet, let the Creator rescue him." The soldiers were trying to mock Jesus as they gave him cheap wine to drink, but in the process, they were unknowingly marking the arrival of the Creator's rule. The soldiers were saying, "If you are the chosen ruler of the whole earth, then command your armies to rescue you." There was an inscription over Jesus' head which declared his crime against Rome. "This is the chosen ruler of the whole earth." One of the terrorists who was hanging beside him began ridiculing Jesus as well, saying, "Aren't you supposed to be the Messiah and chosen ruler? Rescue yourself and us as well." Rebuking this man, the other terrorist said, "Do you not fear the Creator? We are facing the same exact judgment. We certainly deserve this. But have you been listening to and watching this man? His words and actions of profound trust in the Creator say it all." Then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you finally rule and are victorious through the Creator's hand." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today, the Creator's rule has arrived, and you are with me. We will live once again in the Creator's renewed garden." At noon on the Passover day, April 3rd, 33 AD, darkness came upon the whole land till 3 in the afternoon, marking the overthrow of civilization. The curtain of the inner sanctuary of the temple was split down the middle, marking the destruction of all human attempts to keep the Creator contained. Jesus then cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Father, into your hands I entrust my life and spirit." After saying this, Jesus breathed out and died. Watching all that had been happening, the Roman military officer overseeing the executions began praising the Creator, saying, "Wow, this was certainly a man of true justice." The crowds which had come together for this spectacle and had watched all that had happened went away heartbroken and grieving. All those that knew Jesus, along with the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood by far away, watching all these things. On the Sanhedrin Council, which had condemned Jesus to death, there was a good and just man named Joseph. Joseph, who was from Arimathea, had not supported the council's actions against Jesus and was still hoping the Creator's rule would arrive upon the earth. Going to Roman Governor Pilate, Joseph asked for the body of Jesus. Getting permission, he took Jesus down from the cross, wrapped him in a burial cloth, and put him into an unoccupied grave that was cut into a stone hillside. In addition to being the Passover, it was also the day of preparation for the Sabbath, meaning the sacred day of rest would begin at sundown. Following behind Joseph, the women from Galilee saw the grave and how Jesus' body was hastily buried. Returning to the city, they prepared burial spices and perfumed oils for Jesus' body. But in order to obey the law, they did nothing on the next day, which was the Sabbath.